Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens.
Shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
And oh my goodness, Mark, this week our guest, let's introduce him.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan. He's a stand-up comedian, actor, and co-host of the podcast Ajuma. It's Peter Kim.
Thank you. Hi. Very good on the accent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You
the emphasis,
me.
Ajuma, very good.
Would it have been a different word if I said it differently?
Or? No, it would just sound weird like and stupid.
A really yeah. White person?
Yeah.
That's the last thing I want to sound like.
Oh, no.
Goodness.
God, you guys have a bad brand right now.
Oh, no.
White people? Sure. There's that whole show, Dear White People. It's a letter to us.
I listen. I read.
We should be listening more, talking
Hello.
Less.
Sure, listening. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you have a podcast.
Finally. White people talking about movies.
Where else can you get it?
This is the first
barriers.
One.
This is the first one. No one's done it before.
I do love this room, by the way. Who lives here?
I do.
Is this your room?
No, this is our office/guest room.
Oh, guest room.
Yeah.
I just love how like it looks like a young boy's room.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. It looks like you have like a young son.
Yeah, he's here on the weekends.
Yeah, like a guitar in the corner.
Oh, like you said, the father separated from the mother. Right.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Right. I get him on weekends and now 2 weeks in the summer.
You started
this
journey.
Is his space. His
this
room.
Is his space.
Yeah, yeah,
we're
yeah.
just we're allowed to be in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He knows we're
nice.
Here and it's all okay. Mm.
Also, these mics are very heavy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm struggling.
Do you have a preference?
I love a heavy mic. I'm a cheap bitch because my mics are very light. They're almost plastic.
You're going to pay for that, man. Yeah.
I know.
Microphones are like mattresses.
Mattresses.
There we go. Uh-huh. You need to invest. You know, you spend so much time on them. Don't go cheap.
Exactly. Don't go cheap.
It's a third of your life.
You
got to
invest on a couple of key things in life. Microphones and mattresses and Mazdas.
Mazda's going to last.
Yeah.
Mazdas are great.
Yeah, it's a third tier Japanese car company.
I feel like every car is pretty good now, though.
Every car is good.
They're
there's
all
no
smart.
Bad car.
Like, there's no car anymore that has, like, no options. Like, everything is an option now.
Everything
it just
comes fully loaded.
Everything's fully, they're like, fine, we'll give you everything.
Yeah,
fine.
Power windows. Why is that even a question?
Yeah.
am I going to roll down my window? No.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
No, a Tesla drives itself. I'm not rolling down a goddamn window. Please.
I do love a crank, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to love them when I was a kid. The
Why?
Window crank.
Yeah. It's a workout?
You just like, just sort of like the like
it's just
the,
like a machine. How often do you get to like use a machine? You know what I mean? That like a physical
a
machine.
Simple machine, like a stapler
yeah.
or
yeah.
a pencil sharpener.
Every day? Yeah. I don't know. I staple things every day.
What are you stapling?
Paper, usually. One time, the back of my sneaker.
Sometimes you have to do that.
I had to staple the back of my sneaker together.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it work?
No, it popped immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I thought it would. I do stupid shit like that. When I first met my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Should we get started? Or
yeah,
can,
yeah,
we,
yeah,
can
we
I tell
we're
a story?
Been doing of course.
Yes. Are we doing it?
Yes.
We're doing it. We're recording the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. Let me turn on. Well, when I first met my boyfriend, he had mice in his apartment.
Ooh.
As
not
a
rats.
Pet or?
No.
Oh, an infestation.
Pests. Okay. Yeah.
Oof.
Funny how pets and pests are very
so close.
Very
letters.
Close. Same letters, just
flip
different
around.
Okay. Yeah. A read from Webster's.
But pests, he had mice, and I was so freaked out, like I couldn't sleep because you hear them squeaking at night.
Yeah.
And it just like got my, I couldn't sleep, and I was sleeping at his house all the time. So when he was at work one day, I decided, because I was like, okay, mice love peanut butter. Obviously.
Okay,
we
sure.
Know
sure
that.
Who doesn't?
It's canon.
And also, if you've ever been a child in the 80s/90s, mm-hmm. Mousetrap, mice love
weird
Rube
machines.
Goldberg machines.
Goldberg machines. Yeah, yeah.
So I designed via a cardboard box and some paper towels and slabs of peanut butter.
Slabs. You like froze it and cut it in slabs?
It was dollops.
Okay.
Dollops. Right. You checked
gotcha,
me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I rose to the occasion.
A slab full of dollops.
Yes. And I dolloped a few, you know, like trail of peanut butter into on a ramp that I built into this box where there was like a slab of peanut butter. And I was like, okay, this mouse is just going to like follow this trail and just fall into this box.
Just like hit the first domino in a way.
Right. And it won't ever come out. And I'll finally trap all the mice. And this was like 2 weeks into dating him.
Yeah.
He came home because I had a show. He came home to his house and saw this. And he was like, this guy's a fucking psychopath. He's either a psychopath or he's
him?
A fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an artist.
Sure.
Yes. So it didn't work?
Did not work. Yeah, but we had a chuckle.
There you go. Well, speaking of pests, a form of pests is a parasite could
that's
be a pest.
That's true. We could say that, yes.
And that brings us to today's movie. John, tell us a little bit about Parasite.
Well, I would love to tell you all about Parasite. It came out in 2019. It is a South Korean dark comedy thriller directed by Bong Joon-ho, who also co-wrote the screenplay with Han Jin-won. Okay. It stars Song Kang-ho, Lee Sun Kyun. I feel like I'm getting canceled right now. Cho Yo Jung.
Lean into it.
Choi Wok Shik, Park So Dam, and Jang Hai Jin. It's a story of a poor family, the Kims, who con their way to becoming the servants of a rich family, the Parks, but their easy life gets complicated when their deception is threatened with exposure. It grossed over $204 million worldwide and a production budget of $11 million, becoming one of South Korea's highest grossing films. And among its numerous accolades, Parasite was won a leading 4 awards at the 92nd Annual Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and Best International Feature Film. It became the first South Korean film to receive Academy Award recognition, as well as the first non-English language film to win Best Picture and the first non-English film to be on Two Old Queens.
Wow.
So it is breaking down all the barriers of glass.
So we asked you, Peter, to bring in any movie, any movie you're passionate about.
Yeah,
why Parasite?
I don't care about any other movie.
Really?
No movie exists for me besides Parasite.
There was a time before Parasite and there was a time
truly,
after Parasite.
BPAP. That's my life in Hollywood.
Wow. Yeah.
And Hollywood will thus be organized as such.
So how has your life specifically changed because of Parasite?
I just walk into rooms differently now.
Oh yeah?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you understand what this means to me.
I would love to hear.
Let's hear it.
Like this, what this means to me is that I can be you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could be a white
congratulations.
Dude.
Sure.
There are no limits left.
No more barriers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is now, that's why I walk into the room, I was like, and now I just go, okay, this is what we're doing. And then if they go, no, you're fucking crazy, I go, okay, see you later. Uh-huh. You're right. And then, but most of the time, they're like, okay, you're right.
Are you speaking more towards the Bong Joon-ho's achievement or the story of the film, or is it kind of both?
All of it.
All of it.
The entire Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the fairy tale of this little movie that went to Cannes, that Palme d'Or, like, took it home. Neon picked it up and brought it over and really drilled with not much like crazy marketing. Like there was not.
No,
like,
it's very, very organic.
Very grassroots. Mm-hmm. And it and then what happened at the Golden Globes, we won't speak about. And then
you never should.
Yes. Never. You know, that's history. That's BP for me. And then coming into the night, you know, and then SAG after and all this, and then coming into Oscar night. Let me tell you, I've never cared about the Oscars before this.
Sure.
I've literally never. I think a lot of people in America don't look at America the same way.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the first time I'm looking at the Oscars going, oh, okay, this is personal. You know
what
I mean?
Some skin in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never had it before.
Right. Were you upset at all that, what was Aquafina's movie? I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, Farewell.
The Farewell didn't get any nominations?
Upset? No. Enraged? Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
You hooked us in.
Yeah.
You skipped a level. All right. Yeah.
Pissed me off for sure. But, you know, I get it. Only one Asian at a time.
Thank you.
We play by the rules and we
so
win.
You do.
There
eventually.
You go.
Yeah. Yep, you get there.
Yeah, I mean, Bong Joon-ho called the Academy Awards local.
Local.
Which I love.
Honey, so funny. The read of the century.
Right?
The first read of the, if you can just get over the 1-inch barrier
that
of the
great.
Subtitle.
Yeah.
I mean, the man does not care. He's like, I won con. Do you understand?
Right.
Like, this means nothing to us. So, like, truly, when, remember Mickey Lee, that little red-haired, spicy woman from CJ Entertainment went up? You know who I'm talking about?
I didn't see the Oscars.
What's this podcast about?
Not the Oscars.
Okay. Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Anyway, she is the EP on it.
Yeah.
And, she's like, she's from Money and she's probably done horrible things. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Sure.
Like
yeah,
all
whatever.
Rich people
yeah,
have,
yeah,
as
yes.
we see in this movie.
In the text.
Yes, in the text. And when she went up and she was talking about how like this is historic and this has changed everything.
Yeah.
It really has. Because not only did a foreign movie win the best picture, it swept.
Yes.
Yep. You know what I mean? Like Billie Eilish, the damn thing.
It really did.
Like,
he was like the first person to personally win 4 Oscars in one night.
That's
because he personally won 4 Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho, yeah. For all 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
That's great.
Are you a fan of his other films?
Love his other films. Mm-hmm. And love him as a person.
He seemed
his story.
Like, it was like the nice mix of from his win. Even it seemed like he didn't care to win, but also he was seemed appreciative and like thought it was great and had
and the
like,
fact that, like he
just
had
found it all delightful. The whole thing.
Yeah,
you know?
I think he was
he knew
like
it
taken
was silly,
on a ride,
but like this is fun. Right.
Yeah. He has a healthy skepticism of the whole thing.
Yes.
But also when you're up against your heroes, and people you admire, and he's a student of the thing.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, and he had a hard life, and the story is just beautiful and amazing, and he deserves so much more.
Give him all the money.
Give it to him.
Just give it to us.
It's happening.
He'll pump shit out.
Yeah.
It was so sweet
for everybody.
How he acknowledged Scorsese when he won Best Director, and it seemed so genuine, and it was such a great moment.
So genuine.
He seems like such a sweet guy.
Sweet guy. And the fact that when he said, after he won director, he was like, oh my God, I can't wait to fucking drink tonight.
Yeah.
That's like one of the most Korean things I've ever heard in my goddamn life. Mm-hmm. We love to drink and scream. These are two things about Koreans you have to understand.
Well, one begets the other.
Yeah. Hello.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. We're very repressed people. We and Irish people have a lot in common.
I see, yeah.
John's Irish.
I'm Irish.
Oh, are you?
True. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you get it.
Yeah.
The constant feeling of oppression by people who look like you.
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck?
What's
like,
going on
there
here?
Are way different people out there.
Yeah.
John, what's your history with Parasite? What do you think of Parasite?
I think it's great. I saw it months ago. I think I saw it this summer for the first time, and then rewatching it was a delight. It 100%. This was the second time I saw it. It holds up 1,000%. It was
They're
so
releasing
great
in black and white.
In black and white? Wow.
Did you hear that?
No.
I need to go watch it at that. What's that one down in Los Feliz?
Los Feliz 3?
Vista?
The Vista?
The Vista.
The Vista. The one one theater movie.
Yeah, the one screen.
One
movie.
Screen. They're doing it there, I think.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
black and white.
Something about how it's supposed to make the themes pop more.
Like you'll be able, I read today, I did a little, did a little research.
Nice. Yes.
He said you'll be able to tell the difference more between like where the two families live. The difference will be starker in black and white.
Yeah.
Because when it's all color, it's kind of color overwhelms everything in a lot of ways.
Yes.
That's true.
He built both houses.
That's crazy.
I believe it.
They are not real houses. He built them. And the street, remember that street where there's that shot, overhead shot?
Oh, the flooded
of
after
them
the flood?
On the raft?
Yeah.
The door oh, my God. He built all that.
Where's that ride?
Hello?
Oh.
Universal?
Yeah, good one. Yeah. Come on.
Where's Neon Park?
Thank you.
Huh? Portland, Oregon?
My favorite Korean drag queen.
Neon Park. Coming to the stage, Neon Park. Work the runway.
Well, I too saw it this summer in a theater, and it was like one of the most exciting film experiences I've had in years.
Because
so many movies are just focus grouped and market researched and tested, and like, or a reboot or like some. But this is like, it felt totally, you'd have no idea what direction it's going at any second.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's every genre of movie. It's funny.
Yes.
It's scary. It's sad. It's poetic. It's, it's suspenseful. It's spooky. It's like everything. And he like handles all those genres with aplomb.
Yes. Great word.
Not a peach.
Thank you.
Not a plum.
Well, let's get into it. As you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movie ever. So we have a very elaborate and Byzantine scoring system with like about 38 categories right now that we have to go through, and we will judge Parasite on each one of those categories.
Okay.
And then at the end of that, you will add a category which will then become canon. And we will use that as a future category for every movie
to judge every
thereafter.
Movie
so we're going to take the score of each.
So we each will submit a score, and then the average of the three will go in.
Okay.
Do you want to hear? Right. Let's do the top five, where we stand with the top five right now.
See how you do.
Let's do it.
All right, number five, Midnight Madness, a 58.97%. Number four, Adam's Family Values, 61.99%. Number three, 9 to 5, 62.63%. Number two, Meet Me in St. Louis, 66.49%. And the number one gayest movie of all time, current reigning champ, The Muppets Take Manhattan, with 69.17%.
Wow. Okay.
So we're each going to give a score between 0 and 100, and then we take the average of all three.
Okay.
All right. So the first category, homoeroticism. How homoerotic is Parasite?
Let's see.
There is that one scene where the guy who's living in the basement is eating a banana after not eating for several times.
He's attacking that banana.
He is going to town on the banana.
He is. He went whole hog on that banana.
No gag reflex there.
There was none there. But, I don't know about homoeroticism, but there was some homosexual questioning of the rich dad.
Yeah.
Did you think so?
There's one thing I wrote down that he did.
Okay. What?
It's when the dad's talking about the driver like dripping sperm in the car.
Yeah.
And right after he says that, he takes a big sip from his like package drink. He like sucks his package dry. I was like, that is such a weird kind of to do back to back. Uh-huh. There was something kinky there.
And the thing is, like, the way he talks in the movie is very effeminate.
Oh. Okay.
It seemed like he was affecting his voice to me, like making it deeper, but I didn't, but like at time to me, it felt like he was, or like,
he was like
more like
speaking a little
up-speaking.
Bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Which I think the actor was trying to do because like, this is how rich people talk, but it came off pretty gay to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like closeted.
I believe it.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, when they had that weird sex on the sofa, it was just like a hand job and a titty rub.
I know. It was so weird, right? Like, it's like they don't do PV action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sure.
She was like, here's my hand from behind. You
What did you think about that scene?
I think it's... Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I thought it was just like so brazen and ballsy. Like, I loved it.
Right.
Like, just the fact that like...
Were you turned on by it?
I wouldn't say... that. But yeah. It was like, it was so suspenseful, though, that there was like something happening. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
It wasn't like I was disgusted by it. I wasn't turned on by it, but I'm also so like, what's going to happen?
You're worried.
Are they gonna go? Yeah, yeah. So like, you're definitely like having an elevated heartbeat.
Okay. I thought that scene to me is all about how they love to, their role play is like, I want to buy drugs. And like, they want to be yeah. the dirty people that they so mm-hmm. look down upon.
Yeah.
It turned them on to pretend to be that.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, talking about his smell beforehand, too.
That's yeah. Which is like the first like inkling to like, foreshadowing to what's gonna happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that sex scene?
I found it disturbingly unsexy.
Sure. Fair.
But I think it was like on purpose.
Like they were oh, yeah. like unsexy.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like yeah. these two have
they wouldn't
zero
be good at
chemistry
yeah, yeah.
and sex. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, what would you give this on homoeroticism out of 0 to 100?
50.
50? Pretty high.
Do you think so?
It's okay. Don't worry about
oh,
it. Don't
okay.
let don't let his tone of voice affect
oh, okay.
you.
It's just my I'm gonna react.
Okay.
That's
okay.
all you have to worry about.
You could yeah, it's okay. yeah. I won't be affected anyway.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say there's not much homoeroticism. I'm gonna give it a 20.
Okay.
I think I'll also do 20, mostly for that dad slurping that packaged drink after mm-hmm. talking about semen dripping.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Fair,
okay.
Fair.
Fair,
okay.
Fair.
Fair, fair. Okay. Fair. All right, next category. Actual gay characters on a scale of 0 to 100.
So, I mean, we just covered this. So,
zero.
I, mean, like,
I don't think there are any.
Zero.
I don't think so, unless you want to give a few points for maybe the dad. But
no. No.
Okay.
I gave 50 points for the other one. I overdid it. I overshot.
It's okay.
Maybe the pizza, the
well,
girl, the
pizza
brother.
Guy?
Or the first pizza girl had very butch energy.
Yeah, she did. She was very light.
So maybe like two.
Sure.
Okay,
you
I'll
give
it a two.
I'll
right.
give it five for her.
Okay. I mean, she's folding boxes.
Yeah,
okay.
We get it.
You know what I mean?
If I ever heard one. It's like an airbender, but for pussies.
Yes. She got a short bob. Mm-hmm. She's got a very butch.
Sensible cut.
Yeah. yeah.
I'll give it a one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Cool, cool. All
right, next category. Camp factor on a scale of 0 to 100. How campy is Parasite?
I think it's pretty campy.
How do you? I would love to hear your definition of camp.
My definition
yeah,
of camp.
How do you like, define do you... camp, or like, how do you know it when you see it?
Camp to me is a wink and a nod to hyperbole.
Ooh, okay. Mm.
You know, it's saying like I'm going hyperbolic, and you're going with me.
Yes,
it's not like I'm being hyperbolic and I'm unaware. You know, like
right.
that's just bad. You
right,
know,
right,
but
right.
like camp is like knowing you're doing it. And then,
gotcha. So
and then inviting
like,
us into the thing.
You prefer like a knowing camp rather than
yes.
something that's like, oh, that's camp because it is bad.
Yeah. I don't think this movie is full camp, but there's camp moments.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
The
yeah,
toilet
yeah.
splurging.
The toilet splurging.
Is so crazy.
Definitely.
When he does the that whole sequence of tuberculosis.
That's
he pulls the
oh yeah yeah
bloody
the hot
yeah,
sauce
yeah,
napkin
hot
out.
Sauce napkin out of the thing.
The mother's just devastated.
Yeah.
She
she's like a pretty campy performance. The mother, I think.
The mom,
you
yeah.
know, especially when she's like asleep so much. And
yes,
she has to like wake up.
Yes, and the way she like burst into English words randomly is such a high camp thing for Koreans.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I was
yeah,
wondering
there's
about
so
that.
Many like cultural things that are just missed, which sucks. But like,
sure.
But it's so like. Earnestly Korean uh-huh. in the way that like Dongwoojino is making fun of those people who like burst out into English words randomly because they only know 20.
Is it right. kind of like a, like it's an affectation?
It's a status thing.
Yeah, like right. I know English. I have a tutor.
Yes. It's like wearing a Gucci belt.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Just you know? A belt, though.
Just the belt.
Everything else
that's
is from Old Navy.
Yeah. But that's what I mean, you know? Yeah, or like you'd be doing it all the time. You'd have a whole poncho on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The father, when he finds the panties in the backseat, he goes to sniff them for a second.
Right.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
I
yes.
think he's both attracted and repelled by...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he asked him for them later. He's like,
yeah,
do you have
did.
Them?
Anytime you have to talk about firing the help.
Yeah, that feels, there's a little camp in there.
Okay, and also, do you remember when it's like the really, it's like the halfway point where the old maid comes back.
Oh,
yeah.
In the rain. And,
in the rain,
yeah, yeah.
And then she follows her down the thing. And
yeah.
then we turn the corner and we see her stuck.
Oh,
between
yeah,
the
yeah,
things.
Yeah. She's like,
come
pushing.
On, that's so stupid.
It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty campy.
It's pretty campy.
There's a lot of camp here.
Yeah.
A piss fight.
A
so,
piss fight.
True, yeah.
A slow motion.
A slow motion beautifully it's photographed.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And so much Voss water in that fridge. That was pretty campy.
Oh, my. That's so camp.
Threatening to send a text as a weapon.
Yeah.
It's pretty
oh,
camp.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would you give this on 0 to 100?
I think it's pretty campy, so I would give it like an 80.
80.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I think 80, because I think it's really smart. It doesn't overdo it, but yeah. It uses it so well in the theatricality of it. Yeah, 80 seems right to me.
It's 80? Like sophisticated camp.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to go 75.
Okay.
It is camp.
I see the dynamic here.
There we go.
Yep.
Good catching on.
I'm catching on. All right, our next category, makeover montage.
Huh.
The only thing that I noticed that could maybe qualify for this is when they were getting ready for the party.
Yes, when they're like shopping.
Shopping,
for, like,
and she's calling.
Party.
She's like, come, just come as you are right now. Don't bring a gift. And they're like, that's definitely a montage.
Yes,
and they're definitely getting
stuff
for a party. And they're there's makeoverness happening.
They decorate for a party.
That's true, yes.
It's not a huge makeover.
It's a room makeover.
You know, the classic is the mall going and trying on outfits. Right. And then like, oh, she got a new hairstyle and she got rid of her glasses.
Yeah. All these bags under her arms.
I'm wondering, was there one like right when the family starts all like all in order becoming parasitic?
No, they talk about having to wash with different like detergents,
so,
but you never see that.
True.
Maybe a deleted scene. Perhaps
you're right.
Version.
Yeah, not big on montage.
No. But that one, that is
something.
Is
it 100? I don't
think
so.
It's
not
100, but it's something.
Okay.
What would you give it then?
For that little thing, I would give it like 20.
20.
Yeah, I'll give it 20 as well. I think that's a good number.
I'll give it 25.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, there was a makeover montage.
That's true.
True.
They made over that backyard.
That's right.
Got to have those concentric circles with the table. All right. Next category. Over
wings.
The top wardrobe on a scale of 0 to 100.
See, it didn't seem that. The only thing that was
pretty
like.
Pretty muted.
It was pretty muted and
it's
like
pretty
very classic.
Real.
I think the Native American headdresses they were wearing
that,
at the end.
The little boy wears.
Yes.
That's a little over the top.
Cultural appropriation.
Yes.
But everything else felt like just like stylish. It didn't feel like exaggerated to me.
Not too much exaggerated. Even in the poorer end,
it
wasn't like, holy shirt.
Yeah,
you know, like.
Wearing like potato sacks.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think the costuming is too overly done.
It is not too overly done.
No.
What do you?
I don't know. Five?
Five.
Yeah, I'm going to go eight.
Eight. Seven?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not. If it was over the top gardens,
there
hello,
you go.
Yeah.
That'd be huge.
That'd be huge. Mm-hmm. Maybe that should be a category.
Well,
you
can
put
it
in your back
one.
Pocket.
Know,
put in your back
okay,
pocket.
I'm thinking about
put
it.
Put a pin in it. All right, next category on a scale of 0 to 100. Does Parasite hold up?
Does it hold up?
It's been so much has changed
in
the last 10 months.
3 weeks since it won.
sure.
So I'm going to say no. Yeah, I think it's over. It's unrelatable now.
Cancel.
We're canceled Parasite.
No, I mean, that's got to be 100, right? But that's like, is that too easy?
That's okay.
No.
There's 37 other categories.
Okay. We'll give it 100.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give it 100. I think it's great. And I also believe that years from now, people will be like, no, you have to see Parasite.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I have faith that in the future it will hold up.
Yes.
It also is just such a...
It's evergreen.
...moment in time, too. It does capture, like, what, 2019, 2020, just the class struggle. There are so many movies about class struggle last year. And this is probably the best of the bunch.
Yeah,
that's true.
Absolutely.
Ma... Another great one about class struggle.
I haven't seen that.
You gotta see Mom. Tell everybody
I hear
to watch
very
Mom.
Fun.
It's amazing. All right, next category: drag queen inspiration. 0 to 100. Could a drag queen watch Parasite and come away with a lot of look ideas?
Oh, that's the category.
Yeah.
I would also say this.
Okay.
There is something. It's not like a direct. I think you could be inspired if you're a drag queen, like by the themes of like. Pretending to, because in a way, everyone is wearing drag in the show. Everyone's
true.
Presenting,
yeah.
I'm upper class drag.
Yeah.
Even the rich people are doing, I'm like, I'm going to hide the panties from the art tutor. Like, everyone's presenting an image of themselves. Even the little boy is presenting himself as the idea of like an Indian.
Right.
You know, so I think there is something like thematic about how, like, you know, RuPaul says, you're born naked, the rest is drag.
Sure,
that's kind of what the movie is doing too. Mm-hmm. But there's not a lot of iconic looks, I would say.
Yeah, it would be hard to be like,
no.
See a drag queen. Look and be like, oh my god, Parasite realness.
I think it would more be, I could see Kim Chi doing like
like the garden, like she's the back
yeah
something
with like the concentric circle chairs
yes, exactly.
around her
with the teepee
Yep. Yeah, or like
peaches, something made out of peaches. Yeah,
just peaches, peach fuzz.
Yeah. Peach fuzz, if you had a black band across your eyes, I think people associate
that. There you go.
That.
That's that's very iconic.
Yeah. The black, blood the black spear band. The guy gets at the end, it's really distinct, like across his nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's a really, that's a pretty distinct look, I feel like.
Yeah, so there's some moments.
There's some moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a ton.
Not a ton. I would say 25.
25.
I'm going to go 18.
18. I'll go 25. I'm right there with
you.
Okay. I think you get something.
Sure.
Maybe more philosophically.
Maybe. Yes. Maybe, yes. More conceptual.
Yeah.
All right. Next category, caper music. Scale 0 to 100. Is there music in here where you're like, oh, we could pull off a, I got to steal this important book from the Library of Congress?
Oh, 100.
I love the point where the family like makes a run for the old housekeeper, mm-hmm. and like there's this, it's like an old Italian-y song that's playing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
it feels like it, like who, like some like Frank Sinatra-ish kind of person as they're fighting. I thought that was great.
Yeah,
it was like a caper music to me. That was fun.
Sure.
Yeah, and also when they were like all running down the steps mm-hmm. into the rain, down to the flooding.
Ugh.
That music alone, like ding 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 ding,
yeah.
ding. Beautiful.
Awful.
Yes, I mean, awful.
But awful time.
Yes.
Beautiful, awful.
Yeah.
So what would you give this for caper music?
I'll give it musically 80.
80.
Yeah, I'll go 80 as well.
All right, I'll go 80. Three 80s, why not?
There we go.
Giving it 80.
Nice.
Average right. 80.
See how that math works?
Wow. I learned today.
Uh-huh. There you go. Next category, teamwork on a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, teamwork.
I mean, the family.
I mean, this family has to
work together.
And they really have each other's back through this whole thing.
The rich family,
they're barely together at all.
No.
Yeah, you rarely see like the daughter with anyone else.
They attach themselves to the help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's their relationship.
Yeah, I was surprised, though, that in retrospect, it's surprising that they were so bad at folding pizza boxes. And they were so good at this very, like,
elaborate. Well, everyone but the dad was. The dad was
the
one.
Was it just
the dad who
was the bad
one?
Oh, yeah. He was the one in 4 who was bad.
Yeah.
Huh. Do you remember that scene right in the mm-hmm. beginning? Where
yeah, I just watched it today, probably.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, they were folding.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, leave it open. It'll take care of some of our bugs.
The sink bugs.
Oh, my God. Have you? Okay, this is off the thing, but have you watched Midsommar?
Yes.
Yeah,
I love
course.
It.
That opening sequence of Midsommar.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, there's something about this guy that's wrong. You know what I mean?
Ari
Aster is
a
freak.
Up?
And yeah. I want to fuck him. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
you want
to
see what it
you're
is.
You're like freaky in a good way. Like, uh-huh.
It's amazing. It was one of those movies I saw like, yeah, I liked it. But then like, I haven't stopped thinking about it since I saw it.
I never stopped. Mm-hmm. I think about it
I'm
every day.
I'm always thinking about Midsommar.
I'm always thinking about Chidi's foot just sticking out of the fucking garden.
I'm always thinking about jumping off those cliffs and then finishing him off with a hammer.
The hammer.
And then laughing or screaming, crying with the guy in a bear suit.
Oh, crying out the thing.
Good for her.
Good for her. She got hers.
She got hers.
That's like Stella got a groove back for white girls.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely is. Karen got
anyway, sorry.
So what would you give this for teamwork?
I would give it 100.
I think so.
I'm going to go 90.
90? What's keeping it from 100?
Because the...
They fell apart at the end?
A little bit, yeah. I'm just
it's a tragedy, not a comedy.
Yeah. It kind of, yeah. Does take a very tragic turn. He's probably not going to rescue his dad ultimately.
Yeah.
He's going to try, but I don't think it's going to
He's turned into a metaphor.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. And he loves calling out metaphors,
kid.
He
does.
This is so metaphorical.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny. All right. Next category. On a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend this to gay people?
100. This has nothing to do. This goes beyond homosexuality.
What?
Yes.
There's such a thing?
There's such a thing. I'm so sorry.
This is like a jelly donut. Wow.
I'm so sorry, two old queens. There's something beyond homosexuality. This is collective consciousness.
Okay, we're raising
the conversation.
Yeah,
we're raising the bar. Yeah,
gotcha,
yeah.
I see.
No, yeah, I think this is a movie for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So gays included.
Gays included.
You include gays in everything.
I will include gays in this one.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. I'll say 100.
100. Is there a movie you would recommend more than this? Like, if between this? Oh. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. I see. Oh, okay. So,
like, if
as far as like
come out,
like someone like your little nephew Diego just tells you, like, Uncle Peter, I just found out I'm gay. What movie?
You have to watch Parasite.
Yeah, is that what you? Is that your
movie? Show you how to be gay?
Yeah.
Be around rich gays.
Yeah, there you go. Attach yourself.
Oh, I see what you mean. But I guess like that, it's like kind of like a circular logic. Like, what does that mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because you're in search of the gayest movie.
Well, right? I would think like you gotta watch Paris is Burning. You know what I mean? Like,
sure,
that would be
something that's more adjacent or like directly.
Or just like as a gay person, you should have that reference
in your catalog. Parasite. Yeah, okay, then Parasite. Then I would give. But the thing is,
but I think you should.
It should be Parasite in your because
I agree. But I think the category is more specifically like a gay person. Like if they're like, you haven't seen Parasite, you're not going to be like, girl, go home right now and watch the Parasite.
I would,
but
though.
Would. But if you would.
Because right, now I need gay people to be here.
Gotcha.
Yes.
To be where this movie
you
is.
You can't just be a 9-to-5.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
fair.
Great movie.
Sure.
That's
great
about
lessons.
Class, though.
It's about
true,
class
yeah.
as
it's
well.
About
with the Parasite
over?
Of its day.
Hello.
Thank you. I've been saying it. This finally, is just 9-to-5.
Finally, it's you're heard the on your own podcast. You've been heard. I don't know. Okay, fine. I wouldn't dock it for the not a much of overt, but I would still give it an 80.
80.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 75.
Okay.
75. Oops. I did 76 in your.
Oops.
Wow.
Furious.
This one's tough because I do think everyone should see it.
I
so
agree.
I'm gonna give it. I'll give it an 80.
Okay.
I think it's a movie everyone should see because I think everyone would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it'll make you a socialist. Great. Which is great. So next guy on a scale of 0 to 100, how much felt is in this movie?
This is why the Muppet movie is on top. How much felt is in this movie? Probably zero.
Did you know?
Really?
I was trying to
maybe
think
some on the TP.
The TP, or maybe like
the accessories.
The tablecloths at the party, maybe.
Felt isn't really a rich fabric.
That's true.
Felt
it's a
process.
We've learned on this on this podcast. It's a process.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Okay.
Maybe some of his art might have had some felt elements to it.
I don't know. Yeah. It all seemed pretty water. Cranny.
Like cranny. Cranny and Markery.
I would say this is going to be
but in
a
their
flex.
House? But what about their like their house in the... There's probably some felt
in
that
in
house.
The poor family's house?
Poor family house?
No.
No, it's all tile?
I don't know if felt is a Korean product.
Is that American thing?
I think it's
okay.
a very American thing.
Okay.
Yeah. This is going to have to
be
a zero.
Well, we are opening eyes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a zero for me.
A zero?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 9 just because I'm sure there's some somewhere.
Wow.
Okay.
I'll give it a 0. I didn't see anything. I don't know. That was a tough one.
It's going to be a 3.
Got a 3. Wow. Yeah. All right, next category. Facial hair.
Oh, it you know what? This is a racial bias because Asians cannot grow facial hair.
There was the guy who pissed on their apartment. He had
a scruff.
He had facial hair. And then one of at the birthday party, one of the chefs walked by and he had a full beard.
Okay.
And then I think
is this a binary category? It's either
no,
you get
like,
all
no,
the score.
You can
or
do
nothing.
0
it's
to
like,
100. No, not at all. All right. And then when he was the doctor and he like come to and he was like the doctor like the detective who didn't look like a detective, the doctor who didn't look like a doctor he had like
a little
he had a dust of a goatee I would say a dusty goatee
he grew that for 6 months
probably
that's
the wrinkle is just like a patchy
tiny little patch. I'll give it a 10. How about
10?
Yeah, I'll give it a 10 as well.
But
it's
good
tough.
Eye on that.
Thank you. Well,
I know
to look
for
it.
We know the category.
of course yes.
Would you have liked to have known the categories ahead of time?
No, actually. Matters. I think it's more fun that you guys know and I don't.
There you go.
That's usually my dynamic with most things I do. I rarely know what's going on.
You're the voice of the audience going, what's happening?
What's happening here? Can you?
Explain
I wasn't paying
this to
attention.
Me.
Right. Fair enough. All right, our next category, shattered glass on a scale of 0 to 100.
There's a bunch in this.
There's a bunch of shattered glass. The when the flooding happens.
The flooding right before that when the dad does that weird thing where he pretends to almost beat up the mom. And he like pushes
the bottles off the table.
The
bottle shatter.
There's also the sound after she shot puts in the backyard. You hear the sound of broken glass.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. When she throws that thing.
And then
what
a
weird
it.
Sequence
a weird
that
moment.
Was, right?
It's so funny. But also like no one's going to say anything.
Shattered glass is such a good category.
And then there's some. Was there any in the like the big?
Well, they dropped the jar of plum juice.
Yeah, that happens.
Plum juice when?
The guy, that tea.
Oh, that's right.
When he like tries to kill the sun.
When the they fall the at the end with the cake, they go through glass.
Oh yeah,
they drop glass.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of broken glass in this.
It's near the end.
So what would you give this on broken glass?
I'll give this an 85.
85.
I'm going to go 65.
Yeah, I'm going to go 50. There's not a ton. There's a lot, but there's not a ton.
Okay.
more than I remembered.
Right.
All right, the next category. The male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form? Like how... You know what I mean? Can you tell, like, oh, he knows that person is hot that he's shooting?
I think they make the dad look hot.
The poor dad or rich dad?
The rich dad.
The rich dad is throbbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always looking powerful.
Well, it's easy to look hot when you're rich.
That's true. Tailored suits.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
The poor dad doesn't look hot. He looks
Although he looks
troubled.
Better as it goes on.
He does start to get better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But by and large, it is not a like a.
It's not
movie
a sex
that's horny for dudes.
No, the college friend is cute.
I think the brother's cute.
The brother's cute. So I like when he gets his hair.
Yeah.
Changed.
But not. There's not a lot of like.
He looks like an alien with his Spock haircut, and then he gets that. Yeah. They put product
and then
in
the
his
product.
Hair.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he looks like a different person.
Oh, do you follow him on Instagram?
No. Should I?
Oh my God, follow him on Instagram. He looks so good.
All right.
He's so cute. Yeah, there's not too much of that at all.
No.
I don't think. Mm-hmm.
But
it's very desexualized, the whole movie. Because
he's not doing that to women as contrast.
No, you know what I mean?
Right.
Neither of it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more the house is sexy.
Yeah, and that's
true.
I'm throbbing for the house.
The house is more lovingly, sexily photographed than.
Even that car ride. That car ride looks luxurious.
Just how it's so quiet. It's like holding the cup of coffee
and it's so high.
The level of the coffee is so high. Like, he's
and he's turning.
Him.
Oh, my God.
Corner well.
The cornering.
Mm, what an asshole.
But that's Dom energy.
That is Dom energy. Yeah. That's a Dom who feels like a sub inside, though.
Yeah, he's a little
He's
got to
prove
bitch.
It. Because he's subby.
Yeah, he is very subby.
So what would you give this for male gaze?
Yeah, I would give it a 30.
30.
I'm gonna go 35, but yeah, it's pretty
low.
I'm gonna go 10. I don't think this is very male gazey at all.
All right,
and that's okay. All right, next category: angry phone hangups. God damn it, Rochelle, we're short on raffle tickets.
There was definitely when like the family called to be like, "We're coming home," and like we want that ready in 8 minutes.
Yes,
there's that.
There was the hang up. That was more of a hurried hang.
But it was
a
stern. Like
that
was
a stern.
Like, we expect this to be happening.
Yes.
That is so crazy to call. Don't even asking how you're doing. Not even asking, like, is this a good
Were
time?
Were you up?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Just
it's only 1 in the morning. Chapaguri on the table now in 8 minutes. We'll
honestly, though, it looked really good.
It looked great.
That shit, I
so
made
hungry.
It immediately after.
You did?
I bet you did.
Immediately. Ooh! Ah, it's so...
With sirloin?
Not sirloin. I had fucking... ground turkey, but whatever.
Sure, yeah,
let me live.
Good too.
He said, "You got sirloin, honey." I know what you make.
So, what would you give this for angry phone? It was just that one, really, right?
And it was barely angry.
It wasn't like you couldn't slam it.
It was disappointed.
I mean, it's hard to do an angry phone hang up on self with cell
phones.
It is
tough.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, were there any? Even that, like the monitors when they're like, let me in. But not
there's
really
not right. a lot of anger in this movie, if you've noticed.
There's not.
No, there's almost no emotion in the movie.
Yes, it's very controlled.
It's very controlled until the end when it pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to say big moments of hang up. That's going to be a 5% for me.
A 5.
I'm going to give it 10.
10.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give it a 5 as well.
Okay.
All right, next category, titular theme song. You were my parasite.
Something like
it's the parasite.
I did
of
look up.
Love.
Yeah.
Parasite of life moves us on.
Aren't they doing an American TV remake of it?
Ugh, yeah.
But he's involved.
He's involved.
I know, but it's all white people.
That's true.
It's annoying. It's like Adam McKay. Oof. Out.
Oh no.
Yuck. I don't want to talk about it. Whatever, Hollywood, I get it. He
well, he's making his money. At
he's
least
making his money. I just like throw it this way.
So I don't. I looked up the track listing for the score.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And there's nothing that's
even
called
Parasite's
no,
theme or anything
no,
like that.
There's no theme from Parasite.
No, the scores. The soundtrack's actually very interesting. It's a lot of different.
Yeah,
genres.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just and like he, the movie itself.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and he purposely underscores each moment. But yeah, overall, no.
So are you gonna give it zero?
Oof. I want to give it just a three, just because I don't like giving zeros.
Three, same okay. score you gave Scrooge.
Yep.
Scrooged.
I'm giving it a zero, giving an average of one.
Yeah.
All right, next category. Entrances with pizzazz.
I mean, this had a bunch.
Well, the main one is the house itself. Just like the house really itself. Has an entrance.
Yes,
it's these
to the
long,
movie.
Like steady cam. He just really shows you luxuriates in that.
You
space.
Definitely feel like you know how the house, like you,
the
have
layout
been in
the
house.
House,
how it moves.
Yeah,
yeah,
how it moves. How it
I mean,
feels.
Obviously, the where the in, when the mom is telling the story about the son first seeing that. You know, seeing the guy in the basement and you just see his head pop up. That's great.
That's so scary.
That's like iconic.
And revealing, like the aforementioned revealing the maid pushing the cabinet in the basement. Mm.
Yes, that's an entrance.
I would say that's a form of an entrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a reveal kind of, you know what I mean? There's kind of.
Yeah.
We're revealing
sure, sure.
where she
I
is.
I like
in the
when he first goes to the family and, the, and we see the maid have to like wake up the mother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah! Clap, yeah. clap! Yeah, yeah. It's
really like a
fun.
Very like specific choice.
Yeah,
yes. I like that.
But not a lot. Again, this is akin to the emotional thing. Not a lot of big surprises.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no Okja.
Very controlled. No.
Okja is
it ain't
wild.
No Okja.
I love Okja.
I love Okja.
Do you see Okja, John?
I did. I loved it.
What a romp!
Yeah.
So what would you give this for entrances with pizzazz?
10.
10.
I think that that just head popping up is so iconic. I'm going to give it a 50 on that.
50.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to give it a 45 because that house entrance is really great.
Cool.
All righty.
All right. Next category. Non-traditional murder weapons.
So we have the Scholar's Rock.
We have the Scholar's Yes.
And then Peach Fuzz.
Peach Fuzz did not murder her, but
later,
her.
At first it was just make her sick, but later when they were attacking her and she ran into the kitchen, she got that bag of peaches and smeared
sure.
them all over.
Oh, shit. That's right.
She would have been fine.
I mean, the Prosperity Rock?
The Prosperity Rock?
Scholar Stone or whatever.
Well, they use hot sauce and peaches to kill the woman's career.
Sure,
that's
sure.
true.
Metaphor. There you go.
Yes, I like that.
Well, then also you could say the underwear
oh,
was
how
used.
About the, what? Oh, underwear was
used
yeah,
to kill the
I
career.
Guess.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Oh,
give
oh
that.
When you do it, it works. Okay.
I mean, give it.
Hey, it counts when you do it.
What about the
meat
sword?
That was
yes.
great.
The meat sword to the side
that with the
good.
Sausages still on it.
Yes,
that's camp.
Camp.
That's camp.
That's
when the dog later is eating off the skewer.
Oh my god!
That dog doesn't care about that dead dad.
You guys watch Farewell, right?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen
also,
it yet.
Also, okay. High camp factor, I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe okay. I'll watch it
you should, you'll like
it's
it.
It's on Prime now.
Oh, there
right.
you go.
There you go.
Get on it. It's really
get
good.
On it.
I cried so much. But also, I laughed.
Wow. What a movie.
You got all of them.
And sometimes I was getting fed information.
Wow. You'd love forks over knives. So what would you give this for non-traditional murder weapons?
I'll give it a 65.
65.
Yeah, I'm going to go 70.
70. I'll go 70. Yeah, okay. It's pretty non-traditional. All right, next category. Breath acting. How much acting is done with
breathy acting?
I mean, I think their sex scene has that going on.
Yeah.
And I think even just the fact that, like, them all being, like, trapped, like, underneath the coffee table. Like,
yes.
There was something very, like, whole, like it. You felt like breath was being held. Like, you definitely felt, like, a tension.
There was whispering happening when they were like, Mom, come here.
Yeah.
So, yes, it
the
was.
The coughing.
The coughing,
the
yes.
yeah. The mother's gasp.
That counts, coughing?
I would say it's
okay,
a form of breathing.
That's breathing.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
They're
that's
not
breathing.
Talking.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Non-talking breathing.
The mother's gasped when she's asked about like how Day Song was in the second grade.
Oh yeah,
like, something happened
from
in
the
second
first
grade.
She's like,
yes, that was great, a huge gasp,
huge.
Yes. Do we ever find out what happened in the second grade?
That was when he saw the
he
the
saw
kid.
The little
oh,
guy.
Oh right. Wow, that's great.
That's what he keeps drawing.
It all pays off.
Yeah,
it does.
You need to watch this movie again.
Sorry, you can only pick up so much the first time. The second time.
So yeah, pretty gaspy, pretty breathy
movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of screams in the very end too, when all that's going on.
With yeah,
stabbing and the whatnot.
And then, you know, do you remember when the moment he looks, he decides to go kill that guy down there?
Yeah,
he asks the girl, like, do I look natural with in this setting?
Oh, do I fit in?
Do I fit in?
Oh, right, yeah.
Sure, yeah, that's what he said. And then she was like, huh, what?
Right,
what do you mean? It. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, I have to go. That whole moment, very breathy.
Very breathy.
And you were so breathy when you were describing that moment.
I got into character.
So what would you give this for breath acting?
I would say 88.
88! Yeah. Keys on the keyboard.
I'm going 86.
86. Sure. I'll go 80.
Okay.
All right, next category. Mannequins. Scale of zero. Are there any mannequins in this? I didn't see. You can't make something up?
There might have been one in that shelter area when they were giving out free clothes. Sure.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe?
Yeah, they were like, you could look like this.
Yeah. We've been having a lot of fun.
Maybe when people were dying, like maybe one
maybe
of the bodies.
Maybe this is the perfect time to debut a new look.
Yeah. She never went shopping, huh, the rich lady?
They do for the party, like,
but only for food and wine. No, there was never like a Rodeo Drive situation.
She's like trapped in this house. You know what I mean? She never gets to leave this house.
She never leaves.
Just to go to like the grocery store and the wine store.
Just to buy shrimp.
Yeah.
She's a bad chef.
What a life.
Yeah, I don't even think they drove past like a
department
store, like a store, like where they like the car stopped and then they talked. And we're like,
there's like not a lot ton of people in this movie.
No, it's a very like small movie in that way.
It's like 7-8 people.
This could be a play.
Extras in the back. Mm-hmm. A big play.
This could be a play.
He said he wrote it, meaning it to should write be a play. It as a play. But then he wrote the first line and like realized, oh, he's already thinking cinematically, like looking for the Wi-Fi password. It's like, this is a movie.
Oh darn!
Boy.
I guess I'll win an Oscar.
I guess I'll.
Yeah, it is written kind of like a play. It's very contained.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tight.
Just two sets, just the house and the poor house and the rich house.
Really, two large. Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what would you get this from mannequins?
One. What do you think?
Well, let's see what John thinks.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Based on imaginary things?
Yes, based on imaginary things. He gets so mad about this one.
I'm giving it 0.
For this category, is a stickler like nothing else.
Mannequins. Because it's very binary.
Well, you do a lot of magical realism in
this
category. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do, yes.
All right, next category. Dramatic lighting.
There's a super dramatic lighting.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes, absolutely. Doing. Do you remember that one scene when he comes down? You saw it twice, right?
Yeah.
I picked it up the second time. When they come down.
Yeah. And it's like
all
green.
The way. And then they go to the house and it's flooding with shit water.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment where the lights are flickering in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like lit where the hallway is lit. Mm-hmm. And the boy, the brother is lit, and he's holding the rock, and it's flickering on and off on him.
Yeah.
Separately from the other side. That was such a fucking crazy moment for me. I was like, how did he do that? How to look at, and that's not two scenes like merged.
Right.
He lit that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very dramatic, the lighting in this.
So dramatic, so cool. The SOS. Lights.
Yep, there you go. There's actually like plot stuff with lights.
Yes.
Yeah. The city streets at night.
The city streets at night.
Yes.
They look great though.
The lightning on the
lightning, TP. The light coming from the kids' flashlight in the tent.
Like, yes.
That's good. That's dramatic.
Casting the whole room.
Super dramatic. Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic. So what would you give this for dramatic lighting?
I would say 92.
92.
I'm going to go 93.
93. You beat me. Damn it.
$1 over.
I'll go 90.
All right.
Even at 91.67.
Okay.
All right. Next category. Strident women.
Oh, well.
I mean, I don't think there's a woman in this movie who isn't strident at some point except for the daughter.
Or the daughter.
But like this, the daughter.
The rich daughter.
Yeah. She's the only one who's not strident, but the sister's super strident.
The poor daughter, when she sings the song to remember the lies.
Jessica.
Right before she.
Yes.
Apparently, this poor actress is being harassed by being asked to do that everywhere she goes. People want
to
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Chadwick Boseman having to say Wakanda forever everywhere he goes.
wah, bitch.
I know, right?
At least you're going places.
She has a catchphrase.
Stuck in fucking Ventura County.
We probably have access to better Mexican food than she does.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, strident women.
They're all strident.
All strident. The mom. The mom is such big bull dyke energy. I love it.
She's amazing.
When she like threatens to fucking kill him. Oh my god! I love moms.
She was
moms
a shot
like
putter.
That. Yes,
she did. That's right.
Shot putter. Is that the most strident sport?
Hello,
for women, definitely.
Shot put strident.
The girl who works at the pizza company.
Yeah.
Yes.
The pizza, she's pretty.
The boxer, very strident. All the women were very powerful in this.
Yeah.
Even the less powerful seeming ones, like
the
wife.
Rich wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was something.
She was just naive. And
she
had
was goofy.
Permission for everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
She was just like sheltered, I felt like.
Sheltered. And she seemed sad.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like a Rapunzel kind of, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But she's already found her prince. Let down your hair.
Yeah.
So what would you give this for strident women?
I would give it a 92.
92.
Yeah, I'm going to go 95, I think.
95. Yeah, I mean, this is, yeah, it's hard to think of so many strident women. I'll do 95. Why not?
Okay.
Give it in 94.
All right.
Wow. Okay, great. Next category, fun fonts on a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, okay. Well, Parasite itself is a very fun font.
Yeah.
The title sequence.
Very iconic.
Is great.
Really great. Uh-huh. Also, I mean, we did have to read it, so there were fonts throughout it that were great.
True. So fun to read.
Uh-huh. I mean, they were serviceable. They didn't get in the way.
Funny.
I had fun at the movie.
There you go. You saw a lot of Korean in the movie, which
that's
is
true,
fun for you.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only other one is the logo for the father, the husband's company.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. That
another
card
brick.
That business card. Though.
Maverick.
Another Brick.
Oh, Another
is
Brick.
The name of his company.
Oh, okay.
No, but what was that one card that was like just called the company or something?
Oh,
like
the
that?
Service company.
Oh, yeah,
Did you ever get a close up of it?
Yeah,
you did.
Oh, I might have.
Imprinted and Ryder.
Yeah, he said, oh, this is very fancy looking. You know, they're a good company.
It's all fake. It's all drag.
Also, the stamp that she has to forge for the
she
college.
She forges papers.
Yeah, very fun.
That's fun.
And all those like magazine clippings for Mr. Brother, the guy's worshiping park in the basement. You know,
oh, yeah,
it's like
Morse code
at the end.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Like,
the Morse codes.
It's like how people are nuts for Elon Musk.
Exactly.
Elon Musk doesn't know you exist or even care if you exist.
He knows I exist.
No, he does.
Not you.
Yeah. He's waiting.
Are you a Muskhead? Is that what
they call you? I'm a Musketeer.
Ooh, a Musketeer. There we go.
Oh, boy.
So, what'd you give this for fun fonts?
95.
95.
I'll give it a 75.
75. I'll give it an 80.
There we go.
Pretty good title sequence. He knows what he's doing. Especially how it was placed in the frame, like in the window.
Did you see how it mirrored at the end? How it came back and the same type of socks were hanging?
Yeah. Yep. Nothing's changed.
So much to learn.
To my heart.
All right. Next category. Cheerworthy cameos.
As in cheer the
cameo, you'd go like,
hey!
Like,
yeah, this person's here.
Well, I mean,
there's so few people in this.
Yeah, and it's not movie with people you would know because it's not American. But
But also, like,
I would say America was a cameo in the movie.
How do you figure?
The commentary behind the
capitalism
Indian
itself.
No, well, that, but also like the whole thing about the Native American stuff, and they're like, "Oh, this is so crazy about America."
I had to order these
from America.
Arrows from America.
And he goes like, "Oh, is this TP going to be okay in the rain?" Oh, it's American made. Of course, it's going to be.
Did you cheer when they mentioned America in those scenes? Just go, "Yay!"
I didn't, but some people must have.
Yeah, sure. All the people in the South.
There are some patriots out there.
They mentioned the country we're in.
Yes, American made TP.
We do have products.
Yeah. No, I don't think there are any cameos in this movie.
Yeah, I don't. Is there like either like a performance that could have been a cameo?
No, nothing.
Not really.
Unless maybe the
Pizza
one
girl?
Would be the girl who was singing at the party. There was one girl who was singing a song. If she was someone, you know what I mean? Like,
or maybe
she's
the girl.
Jessie J.
She's the Sia of Korea.
Yeah, exactly.
Sia of Korea.
No, I'm going to give this a 1.
A 1.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
Yeah.
Maybe the girl in the pizza box folding YouTube video.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Maybe
yeah.
that was Taylor Swift. We don't
maybe
know.
That was Maybe.
True.
I think we would have heard that fact.
Yeah. That's true.
I am noticing that there are a lot of categories that are favored towards American-made movies.
Well, you can well, be the change you want to see in the world.
That's exactly what I think I'm going to do.
All okay. right. Well, you All got right. a few more to go.
Next. Yeah, we only have about 12 left.
Okay. Let's do it.
Memorial moments. A moment where you stop and think about Jeffrey, who loved to ice skate before the fever overtook him.
Huh?
Like a memorial moment. No, just a moment where you stop and reflect on the past, things that have gone, that are now gone.
I mean, there was that whole sequence where the mom was telling the poor mother as her maid about like what happened to the son.
And also remember that sequence where they show the old maid and the husband up.
Yeah, that's the one I living upstairs. To dance in the sunlight.
Oh my God.
That's really sweet.
Oh, yes, that was really cool.
I just thought of a cheerworthy cameo.
Oh, what?
The name of the architect was the name of the lead actor's character in The Host.
Okay.
The same last
really?
Name.
No way.
So I might up it to, I'm going to up mine to 5.
Okay.
All right. All right. Cool.
Right.
What's funny is that if other people want to go back and change a category, he's very against it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not true.
He was like, no, too bad. We moved on.
I don't think that's ever happened. Give me time code.
All right. Anyone out there listening, if you could tweet the receipts
never
to us,
happened.
That would be great.
Yeah. Leave it in the comments.
So what would you give this for Memorial?
What are we again?
Memorial moments.
35. Yeah.
I'm going to go 45 because I do really like that one with the housekeeper and her husband.
I'll give it a 40. There, 40.
There you go.
Okay. All right, next guy. A feels song. Is there a song in Parasite that puts you in your feels?
Boy, maybe. Really. Oh, actually, when they put on that record in that scene we're talking about, and the
when the fights when they're having their fun night.
No. When they're dancing in the sunlight.
Oh,
and
sure.
They put on that record, and it's very and sweet. They're dancing.
Well, they're living the dream.
So that does give me the feels for sure.
That's but probably it, though. I think.
Yeah, there's not a lot of like music.
No,
it's
no,
more
the
scoring
singles off of this one. No,
yeah. So I'm going to give it a 35 again.
35.
I'm going to go 25 for that moment.
25. I'll go 30 for that moment.
Okay,
there we go. We're getting a pattern going here. All right, next category. Macabre. How macabre is Parasite?
I think it's pretty macabre.
Pretty macabre.
There's a lot
about
it.
Whole thing. Well, how do you define it?
It's like, you know, like witchy, spooky,
creepy.
Like death, like kind of making death a joke in some way.
Yeah.
You know,
like enjoying darkness.
Yeah, darkness.
Say.
Enjoying darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole downstairs living situation is Trey macabre.
Yes. Even like they're like the house of the family is pretty macabre and like the.
The house of the family.
That you know, not the big, not the, the poor family. I mean, you know what I mean. Like just the fact that like they have to like go up on that weird shelf to use the toilet.
Oh my God!
That's awful.
Poverty
people
is
come
so
around
gross
and just like
and
piss
ugly
on their like on their windows.
It's rough.
Yeah.
And then the spooky guy coming up the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost story, you know?
And all the times they just fall down the stairs.
Oh yeah.
She gets kicked. Like, I've never stopped thinking about that kicking that lady down the stairs.
That when she
that
hits
shot
the head,
ooh,
you know that she's fucking done.
Yeah, she's not getting up.
That's not a good. They would not have spent that money on the sound design,
right? Exactly
for that thump.
And it's pretty to have like a knife attack during a children's outdoor birthday party in a beautiful garden.
And then
it
splatter
blood
everywhere
on
the cake.
On the cake.
On the cake. Ah, I love that. I love it. And on like white bread.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It seems blood on. And it's like this bright red blood.
Bright blood. Mm. Oh, the sister. Ugh, I didn't want her to go like that. She was
no
my favorite character.
No, she's good. Took initiative.
I know. That's why. See, girls?
Don't break those glass ceilings. Stay in
Stay
the
in
basement
your lane.
Okay, macabre. I think this is a 95 for me.
95.
Yeah, I'm going to go 95 as well. It's pretty macabre.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess, like, you would say most Hitchcock is, like, macabre, you know? And this is very, has a lot of
Hitchcockian
elements.
For sure.
I'll give it a 95 as well, making it second in for macabre, giving it a 95, behind only Adam's Family Values.
Oh, there you go.
Very macabre.
Which that makes sense. All right, next category, vibrato.
Now, vibrato, when this was pitched, was in addition to the literal meaning of vibrato, like singing, was sort of like anything extra or something that's added, like anything sort of like zhuzhes up, like a moment or an element of the movie that feels like, oh, it's a little more that you like. So it's not just like over like the top, but it's like a good over the Yeah. I feel like this movie has a lot of
I think this is a very extra movie.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like I think he takes, there's no moment that he's like, and then we just go through this to get to the next thing. He's like, no. Each moment is like
precise.
Very precise, very like figured and like calculated to use it at the maximum, I think. But like, again, not over the top maximum, but just like, this is exactly what we can get from this scene.
I mean, he just that the scene where they fight over the cell phone is like,
that's pretty great.
Oh my God. Yes.
Pretty wild. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And that scene where she, the old maid, has them exactly where they need and their arms are raised.
Yes, she's posing
which
them.
Is a very Korean way of torturing your kids.
Oh, really?
I used to do that every day of my fucking
How long would you
youth.
Have to do it for? Like, what would be like?
If we got in trouble, we would be in the corner with our hands raised from anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes.
Whoa.
And what would be something that would cause like a 5 minute stand in the corner?
Fighting, breaking something, kicking someone in the face, whatever, you know, like just like
depending on how they were feeling that day.
Yeah, breaking into the Cayman Island account, whatever.
Okay, that's just 5 minutes. I could see that. Okay.
I didn't learn boundaries.
I did love her Kim Jong Un impression.
That's very that Korean thing to do too.
Does South Korea, do they make fun of Kim Jong Un?
Yes. That's like a huge thing. Because they make fun of North Korea.
Yeah.
Mostly because they speak like, it's like a time capsule.
Oh.
Okay. Right? They that speak like the people during the war. So it's very propaganda-y and like, you won't, it's like, remember hearing Adolf Hitler speeches? Like,
I can't get enough of them.
The remixes are really catchy.
Yeah. The Chainsmokers remix.
Yeah.
Love an EDM shot at it. But it's similar to that. The speech is very like dictatorial, militaristic.
Is it almost like men marching into war?
Yes, exactly that. So it's imagine someone from like the 40s talking.
Still talking like
that. Is how they talk. I guess
because the country themselves is still like in a time warp.
Right, yeah. And they haven't heard other people talk.
Oh my God.
So they are all talking.
Honestly,
like that.
Not hearing other people talk sounds like heaven.
So yeah, if you just didn't need food, North Korea would be great.
Yeah. Just like, you know how people go on those silent retreats?
Yeah.
So what are you going to give this for vibrato?
I would give it an 85.
85.
Yeah.
It's pretty extra.
85 seems good to me, too.
I feel like, you know, any movie he watched, he's going to give you more than you expected.
What?
Kim
Bong Joon-ho? Yeah.
He's going to give you more.
I was just thinking about Snowpiercer, too. So extra.
Snowpiercer. It's the only movie I've ever seen where you're cheering for the death of a pregnant kindergarten teacher. Like, it's the only movie I think of.
That's macabre. That's also vibrato.
It's like, when you're like, God, I hate her.
Yeah.
All right, next category, wigs. On a scale of 0 to 100, are there any wigs in
the
this?
The wigotry was very weak.
The wigotry.
Yes. Weak wigotry.
The bong hive will be shook.
Unfortunately, I think wigs? Everyone's hair is just...
Seems pretty natural.
Pretty natural, and they all have beautiful hair.
I don't know, what is that gorgeous?
Yeah.
Don't touch a thing.
Don't touch a thing.
Exactly.
So what would you
Sometimes get you don't need a wig. If you're...
Sometimes the wig is no wig.
Hello.
Oh.
Sometimes you have God's wig.
Oh, thank you.
That'd be fun. Just like
God fitted your wig pretty good.
Yes, Eddie, and it is a lace front.
So, what would you give this for wigs?
I would give it a 10.
10? You just said there are no wigs.
I'll give it a 5.
5, based on nothing. So, this had 5 more wigs than Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I didn't say it has 5 more wigs.
Well, you gave this Raiders of the Lost Ark a 0, and you gave this a 5.
That doesn't mean, that's not the number of wigs.
I'm just trying to follow your logic.
Like, it's I just don't know if there were wigs involved. They didn't look like wigs, we could be, so that's what I'm giving it to.
All right, next category. Themes of mothers on a scale of 0 to 100.
Yeah. There's a lot of mothers.
We see contrasting mothers.
Yes.
One who almost cares too much, and one who's maybe like just so numb and desensitized to their kids.
Yeah.
But when things got bad, though. Yes.
Yeah.
She has their back.
That at the end, the son and the mother are alone together.
Yeah, that's true. They're all that they have each other left.
Right. I would say versus father, this is more of a father movie.
Probably.
But there are mothers involved.
That's true.
So I would say this is a 45.
45.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 40 on this one.
40. I'll go 45. Why not?
Okay.
All right, next category. Pool trouble.
Pool trouble?
On a scale of 0 to 100.
I mean, you could say that their basement apartment flooded. Became a pool. Becomes a, and that was trouble.
And that's a lot of trouble.
There was a lot of trouble there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's probably
that whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Became a big old pool.
That's real.
A cesspool, if you will.
Yes, indeed.
Pool. Yeah. When your house becomes a pool, that's trouble.
That's trouble.
That's trouble.
You're in trouble. Yeah. My friend.
We're in River City, you might say.
Right here.
All right, I'll give it a 71.
71.
Yeah, I'll go 71 as well. Why not?
71. I'll go 60. I mean, because they're metaphorical pools.
Okay.
But 60 is nothing
to sneeze at.
We're not sneezing at 60, honey. All right, next category, quips. How quippy is this movie?
It's very quippy. It is all in Korean, so right. You might have lost them.
We kind of lose this the subtleties, probably.
You do lose the subtleties. There are that moment where the daughter is tricking the mom. And she says,
"Oh, when she like dismisses the other maid, like
yeah,
that one,
that's, oh right, that's yeah. Like, oh, such yeah. A great,
that's a great moment.
Yeah, that's a like, great quippy moment.
You can't
moment.
Get mad at me right now.
Yeah, it's like alone. I guess that's less of a quip and more of a like an attitude.
Yeah. She's got a lot of attitude.
She's got a lot.
They
of
assert
attitude.
Their authority.
Mm-hmm. Yes, immediately."
And also, I think the mother is like so happy to give it up to. You know what I mean?
She's like
take it, please.
Oh, I don't know. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know. I don't know about quips.
It's not like a jokey move. They're not cracking jokes.
Huh. Low on the quipometer.
So what would you give it?
I would give it 10.
10.
I'm going to go 15.
I'll give it a 5. I didn't. All right. Not a lot of quips.
Funny moments.
Funny moments, but mm-hmm. Are they quips?
They're not quips.
They're not quips. That's a different movie. All right, next category. Sassy best friends. Where are the sassy best friends in
Parasite? You could sort of say the sister was a sassy
best friend.
The sister
can be a sassy. She's
She's very sassy. And she is the best friend of the main character, which is the son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the mother's kind of sassy.
Very sassy, the mom. Mm-hmm.
And even the old maid is old pretty sassy. Like she's the best friend to her husband, I guess.
Or to the fancy mother at first.
Yeah, to the fancy mom.
Fancy?
Yeah.
Mom.
She's not too sassy, but she's
the fancy mom has a lot of sass around her.
She's surrounded by sass, no matter where she goes. She herself is not sass.
No.
But she is sass.
She
adjacent.
Can act. Yes. Mm-hmm. She attracts sass.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
She reflects it.
I think this is a high 78 for me.
78.
Sassy best.
I'm going to go 63, I think.
I'll go 75. I mean, there's a lot of sassy best friends, I feel. Families are friends.
Yeah.
Sure. Next category, shawls. Does anybody wear a shawl in this movie?
A few party guests had like
party
a shawl.
Party guests had shawls. I think the rich mom wears one at one
Does
point.
She?
She might.
When she's like having the interview.
I think she's wearing that blouse the whole time. She's wearing like silk blouses a lot.
Okay.
What's she do?
I didn't notice any. Were there some at the birthday party?
There were some at the party, yeah.
Okay. Well,
there's like
but
two at the party. But yes, I agree.
Yes.
I will concede.
Guest recurring at best.
So what would you give it for
In the American version, they do a lot more.
I'll do a 12.
12.
Yeah, 12. I'll go with 12.
12. I'll go 12. I'll defer to 12's you.
12's across. Mm-hmm.
12's across the board. All right, next category, footwork.
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 Like dancing?
It could
that
be that.
Could be.
But it also could be like action sequences or stuff like that.
I mean, sneaking around that house, going down
sneaking
all
around
stairs.
That house.
Around that house, especially, yeah, when they're like, really sneaking when the parents
there's
are
a lot
there.
Of voyeurism
and then even him like running out of the party then running back in
him jumping on the bed and then hiding under the bed when she comes home.
I think kicking a woman down the stairs is a form
with
of
their it's a footwork. Yes.
Yes, footwork. Definitely.
Absolutely,
that's a high kick.
Uh-huh. Sure,
truly.
We got some footwork in this.
There's definitely footwork in this.
There's a lot of scurrying.
Sneaking and scurrying.
I also like when they're running in the basement in those hallways, they're like using their elbows to like move faster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That scene when the guy's coming up the stairs with his hands on the walls to make it faster.
Yeah.
Like a fucking animal.
It's so stressful.
Okay.
What would you get this for footwork?
80.
80.
Yeah, I'm going to go 83.
83. I'm going to go 75.
Okay.
Okay. Next category, a bold lip. Are there a lot of bold lips in this?
Most of the lips are either nude or
bloody.
Like,
yeah, I mean, there were a few bloody lips.
Yeah. There's bloody lips at the end.
That's true.
So that's pretty bold.
That's bold.
That's, yeah.
That's bold, baby.
But yeah, no one has like a, I've got a new look.
No. The looks are all very muted.
Muted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Along
okay.
With-
bold lip. For the blood, I'll give it 40.
40.
I'll give it a 10 for the blood.
10. I'll give it 27.
Okay. Right.
Blood's fun. All right, next guy. Wearing someone else's clothes.
I mean, it's like the whole family.
The whole family's wearing
rich people's clothes after the flood.
That's right. So, yeah. That is true.
But they're just like assuming these other identities.
Right.
Sure.
So metaphorically wearing someone else, walking in someone else's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Indeed.
I mean, that's like the theme of the movie
in a lot of ways.
But not a ton of like,
cross-dressing.
This was someone else's shirt. Now you know what I mean, like where we saw the whose character that belonged to. You know,
yeah.
But it's it feels like the fact that they're just like wearing clothes to like assume another identity. To me, feels like they're wearing someone else's clothes. Like they're being someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, it feels like it scores very high.
It's one of those theoretical reaches.
It's a theoretical reach. John's the king of those.
Okay. Well,
John, just because I'm not so literal minded. Just because I like to think of things in different ways. You know why I'm being criticized for my creativity?
Gabriel Garcia Marquez of these categories over here. So what would you give this for wearing another person's clothes?
61.
61.
For the metaphor.
For the
metaphor. I'm going...
I'll put an asterisk.
For the metaphor. I'm going 84 for the metaphor.
84 for the metaphor. 84 the metaphor.
84 for the metaphor.
I'll give it a 75. Wow, Peter, pretty tough score from you. Thought you liked this movie.
Wow. I didn't know you guys were fans.
Yeah. Next category, witches. Are there any witches in this movie? Not really.
Capitalism?
No. Sure. Yes, the political system is a form of
cardinal
witch.
Sin of greed?
Yeah.
Not a ton of witches.
Really. Like, there's no witchcraft. There's nothing like supernatural really about this movie.
There's nothing.
No, everything's driven by humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the darkness within.
And wanting more.
Although, yeah. I mean, I guess here's a question. Do you think that, what's it called? The Scholar's Rock or what was it called?
Yeah.
Do you think that was like cursed?
No. Well, I think the idea of wanting more, because they said it like this will bring you material wealth.
Right.
And making that something desirable, putting that in like this is what I want to
altar.
Make me happy. Yeah. Putting that on your altar is a curse you put on yourself. So I don't think it in and of itself is. I think the idea of capitalism, like, you know, wanting more, always wanting more, never being satisfied is the curse.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it some points just because I feel like, oh, this was not like this, like the curse was brought to them, like they were given a curse. So you could almost say like the friend who actually started them down this whole journey of this.
He's the witch.
A little bit. He's a witch.
He's a witch.
I'm going to say he's a little bit of a witch.
He's a witch.
This is such a progressive movie.
He's like turns the prince
he's
into the
warlock.
Beast.
Yes. Yeah. He's the one who brings him the little rose in the bell jar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what would you give this for witches?
10.
Me as well. I'm giving it a 10 for witches.
10? I'll go to 5.
Thank you.
All right. We're only two away from yours.
Oh, okay.
All right. Next category. A lover turned friend. I don't
love
her.
I mean, you could say that the parents of the poor family, they didn't seem to have much like connection or sexual chemistry.
I mean, who could have intimacy in that apartment?
True.
Well,
you have. You must
kids,
become
so
friends.
They had to at some point.
Yeah.
You have to become friends.
So there's a way in which I feel like they never like even in the. I mean, they weren't like living high on the hog.
But
that
he
long.
Like grabs. So he like gives her butt.
That's
like a good rump. Like they
true.
Still. Like, he's still like passionate for her.
Okay. Fair.
What about the brother and the sister student?
Yeah.
And then she saves him.
Yes.
They're, I'm assuming, no longer lovers because
probably.
Of that incident.
Because your dad killed my dad.
That's
right.
That's going to be a tough wedding.
But are they friends?
Are they friends? Are
we don't know.
Are they friends on Facebook?
We don't see them
don't
afterwards.
So.
Are they WhatsApping? Are they WhatsApping is the question.
Yes. Are you friends on WhatsApp? Do you follow each other?
Yeah. I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I do. I would doubt it as well.
So what would you give this for lover turned friend?
I'll give it a 1.
1.
I give it 2.
2. I'm going to give it a 0.
All right.
Next category. How tan is Parasite? How are we doing on tans?
This is actually a very interesting question because the colorism really plays in Parasite as well, because that is an issue in Korea.
Well, I wanted to speak on that. Give me
Yes. So if you notice, the rich lady is like porcelain white.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the poor parents are a darker complexion.
Yes.
And that the skin whitening is such a like huge thing that being tan is something that you don't want in Korea.
Is it because you like are doing labor, like it's a blue collar?
Yeah.
Or it's like you can't afford to whiten your skin?
No, it's more like being less tan and porcelain is a status symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So you want that in Korea.
Gotcha.
Is it about looking like a Westerner?
Yeah, it is. But it's also classism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're inside people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because we can afford to be inside.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. We have a house.
We don't need to work.
Yeah.
We're not building
in
a
the
road.
Fields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is hay?
Already been made. Yeah. So what would you give this for tan? How tan is this movie?
It's very not tan because of
but
the
you
movie,
could also, I think you could like rate it as
so,
like tan as a factor. That's something
I,
that
that's
is
what
a,
I mean. Yeah. I think it's like the
negation
father of
pretty
the tan.
The poor father.
The poor father is very tan.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Grizzled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All in all, 77.
Okay. I'm gonna go with you. I'm going to take a 77.
Yeah,
seems
77.
Right to me.
Sure, 77. 77's across the board. All right, Peter. It is now time for you to add a category.
Okay.
To our gay canon.
Okay.
What would you like to add?
Anything
in
talk
mind?
It out?
Yes.
We can talk it out.
I think I have one.
Okay.
Great. Is this movie... No, let me make it so it's not binary.
Okay.
Mm.
How Korean is this movie?
Because you say the more Korean a movie is, the gayer it is?
Yes.
That's your argument?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm going to feel bad when we
now,
feel,
in
eliminate
the future,
that category. How
in
Korean?
The future, is
how
there
Korean?
Another way you think we could interpret it? Like, even if, say, like... Oh, it is Korean in spirit if it has these things.
Yeah, if there's a woman that's been wronged and is driven by vengeance,
that's Korean.
That is highly Korean.
That's very Korean,
yes.
Okay.
If there is...
can we just do that? A wronged woman on a vengeance quest?
No. Okay, I need your future guest to get zero on this category.
Okay.
Because I will say why... Because
Please.
There have been other categories that we've gone through
that
was
right.
inherently Americana.
True.
You're
that was
right.
Western focused and that
correct.
My movie could not participate in.
Okay.
So eye for an eye, bitch.
All right.
I love your thing. So what are you going to give this for? How Korean is it?
100%. 100.
John, how Korean was Parasite?
To me, I felt
I
wasn't sure if it was Korean or Thai Taiwanese.
This ain't the one.
I will give it 100, of course.
This movie seemed very Korean. I'm going to give it
almost
100.
Too Korean.
Almost
I
too Korean.
Almost.
Yeah. Can we get a shot of a burrito? All right. So now we're into the bonus rounds.
Okay.
There's going to be three. These are just binary yes or no kind of things.
Okay.
And there's no average, so
we all sort of agree together. You'll see.
Oh, gotcha.
You'll see. It'll all make sense.
Okay.
All right. So for 15% bonus points, if there is a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
As we said, there's not really a portrayal of homosexuality.
No.
Does not get that bonus.
No, sorry.
And then finally, -5% for each instance of straight actors playing gay roles.
That
doesn't
happen.
Happen.
Also zero.
Not gonna get penalized for that.
And then finally, -50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising. So it will not be penalized 50% of its points.
All right. So finally.
I can't wait till someone brings
you ready.
Yes.
Out of a total possible 4,100 points, Parasite has scored 1,329.67, giving it 32.43%, making it the 30th gayest movie of all time. Not as gay, not as gay as Secret of Nim, but gayer than Supergirl.
Okay. That's a girl.
That's a girl.
That's true, yeah.
Wow. Garrett is Supergirl. I'll take that. Garrett Secret Supergirl. Of Them is very gay.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
So it escaped the bottom five.
Okay. Go.
But it's still a great movie. Every
I love
year.
It.
It's not a gay one, but it's so great.
Well, thank you so much for
thank
being at
you.
The end of it.
Yay!
Is there anything you like to plug, promote, or shill for? This will be out in like 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Listen to the Ajumma Show if you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed me and my loud ass, me and my other Korean co-host, we do a show called Ajumma Show, and it's fun. It's basically us like railing on culture and fucking being queer and being an actor and comedian. Just like being. It's really, really stupid banter.
Great.
But if you like that, come listen. And I'm at Peter KZ on the socials.
And you're doing stand up all over town.
All over town. Yeah. Yeah. I'm on the things.
You're on the apps.
I'm on the apps. Come find me.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
again.
You so much, Peter.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
We're back.
Oh, that was so much fun.
So much fun. What a treat. What a dream.
It was
such a treat.
It was really great to watch it again because I do think it holds up. And I think for me, like, it was amazing to watch this movie and not know what was coming, but to know what was coming and to be able to see certain things.
How
and
it's
I think
like all laid out.
How it all works and fits together. And I think also part of it, too, maybe, and this is maybe just, I don't know, like white ignorance or privilege, but like not always knowing what is unusual.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure.
That's
like,
exciting or is fun that, about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But like, I wasn't like, oh, is that normally how rich people act, or they're doing a take on rich
right.
people? You know what I mean? And so I think like the more times you see it or just know about it, the more interesting it becomes that way. But yeah, it was great to watch it again.
Or
totally
the more
up.
Korean movies you watch.
That's true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't seen, I mean, these are The Host.
The Host.
Ironically, his other one.
Mm-hmm.
Same Okja, lead actor.
Great.
Yeah. Great.
Stuff. What else? Great. Oh, we got two new reviews, I think. I don't think I've read these before. If I did, I apologize.
Well,
here we go. This one is from Brit. It's titled Fantastic. I love the show so much. It's so fun. I can't wait every week to see who's going to unseat Muppets Take Manhattan. You and me both, Brit. I would try Steel Magnolia. Such an entertaining podcast. Always makes me laugh so hard in public like a lunatic. Thanks for the wonderful show. Goodbye.
How
Thank
nice.
You, Brit. That was very sweet of you.
I like people laughing in public.
Isn't
looking
that fun?
Insane.
Making people look crazy. And then the final review we have is from Barophobic One.
Okay.
Said, became a fan listening to them on High and Mighty. Great guests, great dynamic. Please do Clueless.
I would love to do
Clueless. Would be great one. Someone's got to bring that in.
Someone also messaged me that said we should do Birds of Prey, and I think it would actually unseat Muppets.
Oh, really? Birds of Prey? Which one's that?
The Harley Quinn movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I did.
Oh, yeah?
It's gay.
It's gay? I imagine so.
But there's actual gay characters in it.
And are they played by gay actors?
I think maybe.
Okay. Okay, so now we're excited to announce that we are going to change up our scoring system a little bit.
I think we've cracked it.
We think we've cracked it. If nothing else, we've made it more confusing, which is really what we want.
That's
right?
The heart of the show.
Exactly. So what's going to happen in a couple weeks, we're going to start doing, starting in April, what we're going to do is it's going to be three different tiers of categories.
Yes.
Very exciting. So the first tier is the canon. These are categories that, as you're used to having them,
yes.
up 1 to 100, we all give our votes, we pick an average, all that fun stuff.
And so, if you don't have these, you will be penalized.
Exactly. Like
they
these are things that we feel
percentage.
Like are essential in judging whether or
yes.
not how gay a movie is. Very,
and
very
there will
essential.
Be how many of these categories?
We're thinking what we want to do is have 18 of these.
18 of those.
18 of those. So we have 20 categories total. So that's the first major tier is the canon, what you're used to. So then after that is the – so then what we're going to add within canon is a wheel. So all the categories that have been pitched that don't feel quite as essential, that feel maybe a little sort of more perhaps used for gaining the system, those we're going to put them all on a wheel.
People were on the spot. And
exactly. Yeah, perhaps some people were not ready. Those are going to be all put on a wheel. So anytime a host comes in, they're going to spin the wheel, and whatever category comes up, they're just going to have to randomly be judged on that category.
Yes.
So if you get something like, say, mannequins, and there's no mannequins in your movie, sorry. Randomly screwed on that one. That's just what happened. So that's the wheel section now. And so then, and then after that, the 20th category is going to be whatever one that they bring in.
Yes.
So that's where if a host or guest, excuse me, wants to game the system, that is their chance to do it. That is their one category.
At the very least, you're at least getting 33 points.
Exactly, if nothing else. So that's that. And then there will also be the bonus categories, which you're used to, but there will be more of them. So what we're going to do is we want to know, what do you guys think? Which of the categories that exist now do you want to move out of canon into bonus? Do you want to? Do you think should be put on the wheel so they're not always there?
So maybe bonus categories are more like things like they're just fun, not necessarily essential.
Right, exactly.
But they're fun, right. Like an angry phone hang up or a makeover
montage.
Those, like, I think are perfect bonus.
Perfect examples of what you would be like, oh, this is a bonus. If you have it, great. But if you don't have it, you're not a gay movie.
Right. You so there's. I guess in a way, four scoring categories. There's the canon. There's the wheel of categories.
Is the wheel.
Then there's the one they're adding.
Then that's the one they're adding.
And then there's
the
bonus.
But those 20 are canon. So technically there's two because there's the canon and then there's the bonus. But within the canon, we've added two new sub-canon categories. Does this make sense? If you've unsubscribed, you're planning to unsubscribe, just let us know beforehand. So maybe it's not too late to stop this. But I think this is going to help.
I think
be
so.
More a more sort of level playing field.
I think so.
Yeah. So let us know before. What is the date they need to let us know by?
A week from today. The day this comes out.
Yes, but they might be listening to it not the day it comes out. So I think we said by March 11th.
March 11th.
March 11th. They should let us know that is your last chance to let us know what your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard by March 11th.
Make every vote
super
count.
Super Wednesday.
This is our Super Wednesday.
This Super Our Wednesday will be over, but this is the new one. So you have
John and I are the super delegates.
Hello. Thank you. So let us know by March 11th. And then on April 1st, we're not fooling you. It's not a joke, but we're going to have a new system.
Right.
So tune in. Get excited for that. Yes, but don't wait until April 1st to tune in because we have got a lot of great movies coming up. In fact, next week's, I think, is a very strong contender. I'm very excited to see how it does. It is. Do you want to let people know what it's going to be?
Versace.
Mm-hmm. In the forum. Yes,
Showgirls.
It is Showgirls.
A camp classic.
Classic. Putting the K in classic. Showgirls with none other than Mr. Jeff Hiller.
It's a camp classic, but is it a gay classic?
I don't know.
Is there a difference?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
If only there was a way to find out.
Oh, I know a way to find out. Tune in next week.
Sounds great.
All right. So let us know. You can email us at twooldqueens@gmail.com or what else?
Twitter and Instagram at twooldqueens. T-W-O old queens.
Thank you for spelling too. But well, also
it could be the number two.
That's true. That is correct. I'm sorry.
Or
I should
T-O-O
not have asked you.
Or
that's
T-O.
True. Yeah. That's
two
true. You're right.
Queens.
Et tu, old queens. But also, please go to rate and subscribe and all that fun stuff on iPodcast, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. That's the one.
That's the one.
It really helps people find the show, and we love reading
rate,
them,
review,
hearing about them, all
that
fun
helps.
Stuff.
That's
and
it.
I think that
Let
is
us
it.
Know what you think about this even more complicated, but I think it's good. I'm feeling
I think
pretty good about
it. I'm optimistic about it.
And we're agreeing about it, so that's
exactly.
A good
that's
sign.
Always a good sign, yes. All righty. Thanks so much. Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.